Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 423 of Power Rangers, Wild Force, episode 5, Ancient Awakening.
It aired March 2nd, 2002, written by Susie Shimoyama, or maybe Shimoyama, and directed by Terry Withrow.
Terry is who directed last time, right?
Yes.
But that's a new writer.
That is a new writer.
Look how
we're 5 for 5.
What
on
maybe,
writers.
Maybe after Judd left, they were like, what if we do the opposite and we just get 40 different writers?
The next episode has our first returning writer of the season.
Is it Catherine?
It is not.
Is it Derek?
No.
Who is it?
It's the Wink.
The Wink. Oh, that first episode was good. Well, better than the rest of them. Empirically, anyway. Hey, well, who did this one? What was her name?
Susie.
Susie.
Shimoyama.
Shimoyama. Susie, please do good for us.
I'll make it a little easier. Please just don't do bad.
Yeah.
Do fine. I'll take fine.
We love fine. Like the t-shirt company. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you can.
Give it a shot.
You can certainly do that. The choice is yours and yours alone.
It's worth a try?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Wild Force is your cup of tea.
Maybe. So far, it has not been my cup of tea, which is it's been a green tea, and I'm not a fan of green tea. I'll drink it, but I'd rather it be black tea.
Not my first choice. I don't know if I've ever had straight up green tea outside of a Sobe bottle before.
The world's number one Sobe recap podcast, The Morphin Grid, is back, baby. Or did we talk about that on Pokemon? No, that was on the last Morphin Grid, I think.
I do not remember.
We talked about it recently. We also talked about it on Kingdom Smarts. That's because we had talked about it on this show just before then. Anyway, we're going to go watch Ancient Awakening right now.
Wild Time! And we're back, and we just watched Ancient Awakening, and I think it was fine.
I think I liked it.
I think I liked it too, but also that could be respective to the other episodes in Wild Force.
I think that might be a part of it. I thought you were going to say because you are all allergied up right now and you can't think straight.
Yeah. Oh, I'm on medication, so that also probably helps.
Yes. See,
got that allergy medicine balloon head.
Got that big balloon head. Everyone's favorite. Well, balloon head, hold on one second, because heyjackandjosh.com, that's our website. You can go there and listen to old episodes of the podcast. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphingrid. We are on Red Delicious Podcasts. We are on Google Play. We're on Podknife and Podbay and Podbean and Podbaby and Podcave. Everything sounds farther away than it is. Just adds a lot of echo to every podcast.
Yeah, just cranks up the reverb.
Just cranks it right up. So you sound like someone's playing it in a cave nearby. And you need to go investigate it. And if you want to leave us a rating review on any of those places, that would be great. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including early episodes of this show, early episodes of other shows that maybe you do or don't listen to. We also do a Pokemon show. So if you like us talking about this, maybe you like us talking about Pokemon. It's called Pokemon World Tour.
You never know.
That's also up there. Then there's also Patreon exclusive episodes of Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills recaps. And the Hey Jake and Josh show, where we just shoot the breeze for a little while. When this airs, should definitely be up. It's not up yet in real life, but in recorded time, maybe it will be. I'm not editing it at all. I just haven't processed it yet, basically. So if you want to go there and help support the show, that would be great. Josh?
Uh-huh.
We put it off for too long.
I know what you're about to say.
We've got 147 maniacs that we need to thank.
Oh, okay.
And here's how we're doing it this time. I've got it pulled up on my computer, and I'm sharing my screen, which currently is just Josh.
That's
and then
me.
There's concentric Josh's going forward, going down a little rabbit hole in the corner.
Oh, don't look at that part or the screen will shatter.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's the keystone of the screen. So we've got all our patrons pulled up.
All right.
Okay, so Jeepers Christmas. Looking at it like this always gives me just so many feelings. All right, so we're going to go back and forth. I will start, and we're going to thank all 147 of you. And if you don't want to listen to this, I will put time codes in the description so you can just jump ahead the conservative estimate. 15 minutes is my take. All right, ready to blaze through it?
Yep.
All right, first up, Steph is a patron.
Thank you, Steph. We also have Ryan W.
Thank you, Ryan. Annie and Jonathan Creighton, thank you.
Thank you to Anthony C.
Adam C., thank you.
Thank you, Ryden A.
Lewis A., thank you.
Thank you to KD.
Daoud, our friend, former guest of the show, thank you.
And a special thank you to Robert Sean. They're all special, but I just, you know, I got to mix it up. I can't just say the same thing every time.
Right. We got a lot of these to go. If we said the same thing every time, it will get real repetitive. Alex H., thank you.
Midori I., thank you.
Scott Mason, that's my little brother, Scoot. Thanks, Scoot.
Sounds like a nerd. Ryan
He's a big
H.,
nerd.
Thank you.
Valerie M., thank you.
And thank you to Mike.
Ken A., hey, thanks.
Bibbs, Mr. Bibbs, thank you.
Alberto Q, America's greatest export and Mexico's greatest export, both in one. Thank you.
And thank you, Janine.
Daniel M, thank you.
Brogan Z, thank you.
One of my favorite names I've ever seen is Brogan's full name. Joshua W, one of our longest time supporters. Thank you very much.
And thank you to Charged Archetype.
Nicole V, thank you.
And thank you to Guillaume B.
Jenny H, thank you.
Cecil H, thank you.
Thank you to Alvina. I hope I'm saying your name right, because I've only ever seen it in our Patreon. So, thank you. And if I'm saying it wrong, let me know.
James F, thank you.
Thank you to Jeremy G.
And John B., we thank you.
Carson, thank you.
Big Jeff, thank you.
Big Jeff.
It's just Jeff.
It's Jeff, but it's Big Jeff. Everyone can be Big Whoever if you like them enough. Ann M., thank you.
Jonathan A., thank you.
James G., thank you.
Kyle B., we thank you.
Jack R., thank you so much.
Jonathan M., thank you.
I think that is if I am right. I think that is the Jack who has helped Benny out
with the
old episodes. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Well,
talked double to. Thank you for that.
Yes, very much double thank you for that. Christina Woods, thank you. We can say her last name because we're friends.
Right. We've both been on her show at this point.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, your episode's got to be coming out soon then.
Yeah, I don't think it's come out yet. It may be by the time this goes up. She said August.
Well, we're like 2 weeks out, so maybe by now you can go listen to The Home for Wayward OCs featuring Josh's third ever guest appearance on another podcast.
That's right. My second ever solo guest appearance.
Yeah.
Sam D., thank you.
Greg G., thank you so much.
Mallory, thank you.
Riley Hopkins, thank you. Riley is the same Riley whose game we played, if not us, then who, which you can still go buy at linksmithgames.com, and I highly suggest it because it's very fun.
It was very fun. We came up with just some really goofy stuff.
We did, and we kind of want to go back, so maybe that'll happen sooner than later.
We have talked about it since, so.
Yeah.
I mean, probably. Martin J., thank you.
Michelle S., thank you so much for being a patron.
Rebecca R., thank you.
Rebecca is a wonderful angel. I don't know if she listened to this show, but she is a very nice person in real life. I haven't met her in real life, but in like Twitter real life, she's very nice. Aaliyah L., thank you so much.
And thank you to Kate B.
Bishop L., thank you so much.
I just want to thank a deer fish. Thank
just
you.
Just any given deer fish?
Yeah.
Dope.
Just a deer fish.
Thank you, Raina. Raina J, to be more specific. I think that's Ray. I think that's the same Ray that's on the Discord. So thank you.
I am not on the Discord, so I wouldn't know.
It's okay.
Robert T, thank you.
Warren W, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan Sells.
Never heard of him. Thanks, buddy. Love you. Chris L, thank you.
Robert F, thank you.
Justin H. I almost said Justin A because there's a middle initial trying to trick me. Trying to trick me, Justin. Thank you.
And thank you to Matthew M.
Fong Fu Master, thank you. So quick correction. I don't know if they listen to this show, but we did this for our other show for Pokemon World Tour, and neither of us could read it because it was too far away, and we said like Fongle Master, and they emailed me being like that wasn't it, and I just never got around to correcting it until right now. So thank you, Fong Fu Master.
And Noah K, thank you.
Jackalope Oddity, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanner V.
Thank you, Nightlight, Knight with a K.
Oh, like one of those medieval nightlights.
Yes.
Brandon C, thank you.
Ben, oh, that's Benny. Benny.
Yep.
Benny, thank you so much.
Thank you, Le Think Tank.
I hear that is French for the think tank.
So I've been told.
Charles A, thank you so much.
Matt Hoadley, thank you.
Patron Zero, the very first, thank you so much. This is not in any given order that I can tell. No. I don't know what I did to click. I don't know what I clicked on, but it is no longer in any order.
Yeah, I'm looking at the dates, the totals. None of it lines up with anything.
Nothing makes any sense. But Jackie M, thank you so much.
And thank you, Mitchell.
Thank you to JC of Earth.
Oh, I hope we get some JCs of other planets, too.
You know what? I think we made that joke before, but I still hope we do.
Thank you to Taylor D.
JC, tell all your other ofs. Sky Ertl, thank you very much. I was recently on Sky's podcast for like the third or fourth time on Pop Culture Failure. It's very fun. Also, I think I've known Sky. I think we've known Sky longer than anybody else we met through the internet, because he was like our fourth listener. And now we're friends.
Thank you, Redemption.
Thank you, Clue Emily.
Thank you, John L.
Matt J of the Super Sentai Bros, thank you so much.
And Caitlin G, we thank you.
Michael L, thank you.
Richard M, thank you.
Sheriff Jetsorian, I'm assuming that is not your Christian name, so I'm just going to say the whole thing. But thank you so much. You must be very busy with all your...
With your sheriff duties.
With your sheriff duties. So thank you for taking time to support our Patreon.
And thank you, Mal.
Moki S, thank you.
Jacob A, thank you.
Hey, that's my name.
This is the first one. This is Jacob A.
This is
You're Jacob M. I'm
like the 13th or 14th Jacob. I'm not sure how many letters down it is. Elizabeth B, thank you so much.
And Ellie A, thank you.
Trip W, thank you.
Ian S, thank you.
Susie N, thank you so much.
And Griffin, thank you.
Luke L, we appreciate it.
Mariah B, thank you.
Nathan B, thank you.
Patricia B, thank you. How do we hit all the B's all of a sudden?
I don't know. This isn't in any sort of alphabetical order. Patricia B is my Auntie Patty. Thank you, Auntie Patty. I know she doesn't listen. I don't know if she would listen to the show, but thank you.
Well, you know what? We really appreciate the support either way.
Either way. William M, thank you so much.
And Raymond, thank you.
Amel Demon, thank you.
Tess does things, including donate to our Patreon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Mike C, thank you.
Adam J, thank you.
Stuart C, thank you for your support.
And thank you, Ashley R.
Portia R, also, thank you.
And Sam K, hey, we're going to thank you too.
Yeah. And Poklev, I can't.
I can't tell.
I'm going to think.
I don't want to touch anything on my computer.
I think that's an L. I'm about 6 feet away from my TV, so I'm pretty sure it's Poklevim. That's probably very wrong. Either way, thank you so much.
And Sean K., thank you.
Logan B., thank you.
Matthias, thank you.
The Scorpion King?
The Scorpion King himself. He heard our great episode and was like, you know what? I'm going to help them out.
I did purchase the 5-movie collection, so, you know.
I know, I need to get on that. I really want to watch them. I hope they're all that same format.
Same. I'm going to watch the first one next, so I'm in chronological order. It's going to be a good time. CROT, thank you.
And Chris F., thank you.
Katie Z., thank you so much.
Alex C., thank you.
Adriana K., thank you very much for the support.
And Cappy, thank you.
Adam W., almost said the whole last name, caught myself, thank you.
I feel like we've been doing this for an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, we'll hurry it up. We're almost at the end.
Christian B., thank you.
Ryan G., thank you for your support.
Cam B., thank you.
Soul Blaze, thank you.
And thank you to Nicole H.
Justin M., thank you.
Thank you, Lucas.
And Ashley.
Andrea R., thank you.
Lisa, thank you.
Tammy, thank you.
Elliot L., that's Elliot Lang. I'm just going to go ahead and say his name because he's done some art for our Pokemon show, Pokemon World Tour United, a second Pokemon show. And he did some really great art for Food Fighters.
He did.
Everyone should go check out. I think we retweeted it. But yeah, thank you, Elliot, so much.
And thank you to Sam and Andrew L.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Danielle P.
Thank you, Matt Squared.
Two Mats.
Twice the amount of Mats as normal.
Thank you, Hoops.
Hoops. Stephen B., thank you so much.
Chris M., thank you.
Petra T., thank you very much.
Thank you, Jordan B.
Shannon Maynor, thank you.
Morpheus M., thank you.
Louis O., thank you. Maybe it's Luis. I'm not 100% sure. Thank to both of you.
Jonathan S., thank you.
Sean M., thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben H.
Vigilant Emily of the Power Up Everything Nintendo and Beyond podcast, thank you.
Thank you, Christopher B.
Megan M., thank you.
Oh, I can see the light.
Yes.
Derek O., thank you.
Puncher-Rooney.
Puncher-Rooney.
The Puncher-Rooney, the deadliest move in sports entertainment. Thank you.
And Sivern, thank you.
The very serious Lewis, thank you.
The very serious, thank you.
If I may be serious for a moment, thank you.
And our final thank you goes to, I think, our latest guest, Claire M.
Second latest. We had Cassidy on last week.
Oh, crap, you're right. I forgot about Cassidy. I'm sorry, Cassidy.
You got a big old balloon head. It's fine.
Yes. But thank you, Claire.
Yeah. That is all our patrons. And that was quite a long time.
That was a bit.
Hey, everybody who skipped it, welcome back. and again, from the bottom of our heart, thank you very much to all of our patrons. It means so much to us. There's my video. Now we're back to normal. All right, Josh, are you ready? We can finally start the show.
Finally, the moment I've been waiting for.
I was going to do a whole bit about how I saw Carly Rae Jepsen this weekend. We wasted too much time. We spent too much time. It was time well spent, but me gushing about Carly Rae and the cute girl that I sat next to is just going to – it's gone. It's gone now.
Maybe next time.
Shanda was kind of the feeling I saw the face of God. It was great. So we start off on Alyssa making pancakes. She's making some pancakes for all her friends. And she's like, hey, come and get it. Pancakes is ready. And everyone comes down and they're like, oh, dope. I love pancakes.
Are they? I think at least Taylor definitely was. Were they all in like jammies?
Taylor was 100% in her jammies. And let me tell you.
Does Cole even have jammies, or does he just sleep in his regular ass clothes?
I think he was in a browner shirt. It might be his old shirt that he came here in is his jammies.
It's just dirty. It's not like a browner color.
Probably, yeah. Taylor looks cute as heck in those jammies. I don't know if they lingered on a shot of Max or Danny long enough to tell.
It was weird because Alyssa is like, enjoy your pancakes. I'm going back to school. I have a field trip today.
Yeah, I have a college field trip.
Oh, it's really funny because Danny asks her, like, aren't you going to have some pancakes? But he's, like, off screen.
Yeah. Maybe he forgot to put his jammies on. And they're like, we can't film you. You look like a fool.
No jammies?
No jammies?
You idiot? You where's dumb your baby?
Where's your big hat and your shirt that says hot stuff?
Well, those are his just got laid jammies.
You're right. You're right. You're right. So then she leaves because she's got a field trip. So she dips and then she's on her bike. She's doing some regular bicycle riding. And then all of a sudden, things get out of hand and it turns into the X Games.
Pull some Dave Mira stuff.
Travis Persona Pro BMX. Or was he a dirt biker?
Oh, I don't know. I know Dave Mira had a BMX game.
He did. So she was doing some Dave Mira hardcore stunts. There was like a bunch of Amazon boxes that fell over and she jumped them and jumped over a bench. And by over, I mean like 12 feet over.
She had to get off the sidewalk to go around the boxes. So she jumped up onto an empty bench, which was heading straight for some old people on another bench yeah. that she had to just jump all the way over.
Yep. And then she did it. And then that was it. And that's the end of the bike stunts.
And that's the end of the episode.
The Wild Force spun spectacular. Ooh, I got real caught up on that one. Stunt spectacular. So she goes to a cave where her archaeology professor like hammers out a troglodyte.
I don't think that's the right word.
I don't think so either. I don't even know what that is really.
That's what you call like
a dummy,
like Danny. That might be too mean. I don't really think that about Danny. I just think he's a dumb baby. But yeah, this is when I notice Alyssa is in her class. She's sitting at the front while her teacher mines out a trilobite to show everybody. Uh-huh. But she has her big white vest on.
Yep.
It says Noble Tiger across the back.
If people don't think she's in the Power Rangers from this vest, they definitely think she's in the world's nerdiest biker gang.
Yeah. Well, she does have some sweet bike stunts.
She did do some bike stunts. She's in a bicycle gang. Yes. That's the kind of biker she is.
Yeah, they got playing cards in their spokes and everything.
Yeah, they're real cool. They got light up pedals for safety.
Yeah.
All the cool tricked out stuff. She hears an elephant in the cave, and no one else does. And she and at first she's like, I don't know if I heard an elephant, but there's definitely like the honking. What's an elephant sound? It's like a honk.
Yeah, it's like a...
Welcome to the Morphin Grid, the number one animal sound podcast. We did get an email from Benny that's just some animal facts. He said he was going to periodically email us animal facts. We're going to read that on Friday's okay. episode because cool. we just did 20 minutes of thanking patrons.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited to talk about animal facts. So apparently nobody else hears it. They all start walking away and she's like, hears it again. It's like, I'm going to go investigate the elephant that's in this cave. So she goes in and the wall is doing its you know, that verb. And so she goes up and she starts like dusting it off. And it turns out there's like their belt buckle symbol is like in the wall. And then there's like a cutaway to Master Org somewhere. And I don't know if he's supposed to be like in the next room in the cave or if he just senses it from the Org Palace downstairs or what.
It's just a cut to like his face, right?
Yeah, it's a close up on his face.
But it still feels like it means he's right here.
I thought because like the lighting is the same and like the background is the same like gray cave wall. So I thought it was just like he was like, who is that?
Who put an elephant in here?
Who put an elephant in my house? Excuse me, no elephants in here. The landlord's very specific about no elephants.
Says it right here in the lease. No elephants.
No elephants. Can't do it. We cut back to the animarium where Danny's doing some gardening, which I like that is like a character trait of his is that like he does a gardening. Like he just likes tending to flowers and plants.
Yeah.
Because always gives him something to do when they come back to the animarium.
Yeah, he has background stuff to do.
Because Taylor's just like lounging, reading a book.
Is she still in her jammies?
No, she was in her outfit. But I would have loved it if she was still in her jammies.
She's definitely just like bored reading.
She's like reading like a textbook, it looks like. Yeah. But then Cole and Max are like, wrapping up some vines in a big hula hoop, I think.
You know, the two children of the, yeah, of the group.
The two babiest ones. They're just thought doing it was baby Danny. Stuff. Thought it was Danny. Turns out he's definitely not the babiest. Cole, who's 1 year old, and Max, who is 13, I think, are both.
He's definitely not a baby.
I'm not a little kid. Only little kids say that.
Not a little Max. Kid. I'm 10.
I'm a preteen. It's almost a teen.
Double digits.
Everyone's just like, we're just chilling. Alyssa comes back and she's like, hey, where's Princess Shayla? So Shayla pops out of the pool where she's like, I don't want to deal with these kids. I'm just going to sleep in the pool for a little while. She's like, what's up, Alyssa? And she's like, hey, I saw something weird in a cave. It was like the symbol on our belt buckles. And I like that immediately she knew what it was.
Yeah. There was during the breakfast scene, because Alyssa makes them breakfast, then they all come out to eat it. And Danny's like, aren't you going to have some? And she's like, no. But I feel like Taylor also is like, where are you going? Like, why aren't you sitting here having breakfast with us?
Yeah, you made this. You made these pancakes for us. Why aren't you eating some?
And then she's like, and she explains she has a field trip and she goes off to school. And then at this point, when she comes back and she's like, hey, I found this thing on my field trip to Princess Shayla. I'm like, man, what a great show this would be if Taylor was a Kamen Rider. Alyssa did the research and Shayla had the ancient knowledge.
I would much rather be watching that show.
Yeah.
Like 100%. Because this episode I liked, and I think the coefficient is less Cole equals better.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't do like anything, and no, it's nice.
He does one thing, and I definitely yelled at him for being a stupid baby.
The downside is that Taylor only has two more lines than Cole this episode.
Yeah.
Basically. Which I didn't love.
But we get a lot of Alyssa, which is good, because she's the other good character.
And it was good Alyssa. It wasn't like episode 2 or 3 Alyssa, where she was like nothing. It was like episode 1 Alyssa. So good job, Susie. You know what's weird is that only two people have written her well so far. I wonder what that's about.
I wonder what the pattern could be.
Yeah, it's every 5 episodes, Alyssa's written well. Anyway, so she's like, all right, I want to take you to go see this belt buckle thing. And she's like, okay, cool. And then Taylor's like, isn't that like very dangerous? Because like the orcs want to kill you. Taylor says that. I don't know if I said Taylor or Alyssa.
You did. You said Taylor.
Okay, good. Good job, Past Jake. And then Cole's like, I'll go with them. I'm the Red Ranger. I'll do that.
I got to do something.
And she's like, okay, all right. And so then they go.
We're done wrapping this hula hoop in vine, so I guess I can come along.
This vine hula hoop is done. We got nothing else to do. We cut down to some biker boys, like real motorcycle boys, possibly all kinds of motorcycle people. We never see them, but they do some gnarly crashes because a wheelie from Kirby flies up next to them. Like a legitimate actual wheelie from Kirby.
Yeah.
And knocks them all over, and they do some nasty stunts. Like, these stuntmen better have gotten paid good that day.
Yeah. They take some hard falls off those bikes.
It's like a legit pileup. It's pretty gnarly. And then he gets stopped by the Dukes, by Toxica and Jindrax, and he pops out of the wheelie form into his wheelman form. And he... Is he doing a Chris Farley impression?
Was he?
It sounded like he was doing a... It sounded like... Because it's Elgar's voice actor. I'm dead certain of that.
Okay.
But it felt like he was like, I gotta change my voice up. What if I do the van down by a river voice?
He could have been. I didn't pick up on it, but that's very possible.
If anybody wants to go watch the episode and tell me if he's doing the Chris Farley voice, then please and thanks. So we cut back up. Pool does a squirt, and it was like, oh no, they left. We should call them. Taylor's like, no, there's no time. We're just going to go fight the monster because they're off doing something else that's also important and related to Power Ranger business. I love Taylor's decisiveness. I love how good she is at like...
Leading?
I wish that maybe certain one-year-old baby man would have just showed up with a golf ball and said, I'm the leader now.
Yeah.
I can talk to animals. I'm the leader. Dink, I hate him. I hate him so much. And the worst part is that in the Sentai footage, the Yellow Ranger is a guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have made zero difference to just make The Red Ranger Taylor.
Yep.
Dumb. It's dumb and I hate it. So they go down to fight Wheelie, who whips their butts. He's got like two axes that shoot pink lasers out of them. And he just whips them.
You know, like a tire.
I for a second, I was like, are these just like other car parts? Nope, they're just axes.
Yeah, they're just weird org axes. Yeah. I like this monster design again. I think it's very good. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they did a much better job adapting a bell into an attack set than they did with a tire.
Very much so. Because that like made a lot of sense. This is just like, he's a tire.
He turns into a tire. If he turns sideways, he's a man. and he has little axe swords.
And he's got axes. Okay. So he beats them
up. Oh, like axles.
Okay, maybe, yeah.
It might be a stretch, but that's what I'm going to go with.
I think the judges accept it.
All right. Thank you, judges.
So, but then Jinrai Sama's like, hey, stop killing the Power Rangers. He's like, but why? You wanted me to kill the Power Rangers? No. I want you to get the princess. And he's like, okay, but you said get the Power Rangers. No, different plan now. Go get the princess.
Yeah, we didn't realize the princess was just down here.
Just like hanging out. So like
walking through the park while everyone stares at like what? Renaissance fair is it, BS is this
the Turtle Cove Ren Fair is not for another 3 months, thank you very much. Lady, what are you doing here? She's like, I just love Lord of the Ring
again, just totally giving away that they are the Power Rangers.
Yep.
So I guess that was one of Taylor's rules, but those are out, so everyone can just know who they are.
Josh, I think you forgot that the only rule now is teamwork.
That's why they split the team.
Yep. I hate Cole. The other Rangers, Taylor and Danny and Max, start chasing him because he's like going to get the princess. So but he turns into a wheel and is very fast.
He spin dashes away.
Yeah. And so then they give chase. Then we cut over to Cole and Alyssa and Princess Shayla. And he shows up and just knocks Cole right out of the way immediately. Like immediately. Cole has zero bearing on this entire scene.
Yeah.
Alyssa jumps in front of... Like, she gets in front of Shayla and, like, puts her dukes up. And I was like, yes.
Unmorphed, by the way. None of this is morphed.
It's so good when Power Rangers do Power Rangers stuff.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so basic. It's just protect someone.
Yeah, weird that they don't just do Power Rangers stuff more often.
And I mean, it's only been 5 episodes, so, like, I, you know, BOTD, Growing Pains, blah, 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 blah. But, like... Coming from Time Force, where they were like Power Rangers 24/7, to this,
so this where they season? Sleep in a floating jungle.
Yep. Yeah, I was just like, okay. But then she gets in front of Prince Shayla. I was like, oh, awesome. Perfect. But then Alyssa gets knocked down because Wheelman is very tough and he grabs Princess Shayla.
She does like try to fight him, though. It's not like he just runs her over and she gets knocked down. She gets in his face.
Yeah.
I just really appreciate.
Yeah, he's just like a big strong man.
This guy who just punked Cole, just ran him down and slammed him into a wall. He's dead now, I guess.
Oh, we should be so lucky. Taylor, get his ball. Put it in your sword. Be the Red Ranger now. You can find a new yellow, it's fine.
Oh, I have thoughts about the way these swords work. Don't you worry.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Okay, so but then Princess Shayla gets grabbed, and he throws her in... He, like, turns into a wheel around her and, like, imprisons her in the wheel well. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
It is very cool. That's the coolest thing that he does, I think.
I think so. Because other than that, he's just, like, tough.
He puts her in a wild and crazy kids obstacle and just rolls away.
I also went to a trampoline park yesterday, and my abs are killing me, so... certain laughing...
Yeah, well, every time I laugh, I hack up a lung because I'm full of pollen and boogers, so.
<Mm-mm>. what a tasty Halloween treat that is. I don't know why I said that.
Look for it at a Dollar General near you.
Coming this October. They morph. Cole is back up. He's fine now that Princess Shayla got kidnapped. And him and Alyssa morph, and then they meet back up with the other three Rangers. They're like, we got to get him. So they start running and chasing him, and they run out of gas.
He goes too fast.
They run too far, and he's too fast Did you ever went fast, Power Rangers?
Not these ones, not yet.
So then the lion tells Cole's Jellies that there's a Deus Ex Machina that they have.
I hate that. Was there even, like, a lion roar in the background? Because I swear he just turned around and he's like, the lion is telling me that they're coming to help.
There was, like, a music cue. It was like a da-na-na-na, like a kind of like a, hey, this is what your jellies sound like. And he was like, what? But yeah, there was no lion roar until after.
I'm so over the lion talking to Cole.
Like, the lion is the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
I feel like the lion picked Cole because, like, you will be the most easily manipulated person, and I can just do all the stuff.
Oh, this one-year-old baby man is the perfect vessel for me.
So dumb. So, they turn into the salad cycles, and I might have said savage cycles, but I only hear that word as salad now.
They definitely said savage cycles.
They're the salad cycles. They jump on them. My favorite thing, and this is dumb, but I kind of love it, is that Cole jumps on and perches on it like he's, like, riding a horse weird.
See, I thought this was, like, extra stupid.
I mean, it is.
Because he's perched on it, and he's, like, suddenly very mad at it.
Because he's like, I will ride you, animal, and it's a motorcycle.
He's like, there's no animals in the jungle like this. And I'm like, yeah, sure. But I know you know how to ride any animal. And I know you know that your legs go around it. I know you don't stand on the back, unless it's maybe like an elephant.
Maybe an elephant. I don't know.
But what animal do you, like a giraffe, you would stand on its back?
I don't know how you get up on a giraffe. They're so tall.
He's got to climb the legs like a gym rope.
Be careful. If it swings his neck at you, you're in trouble.
Climb the back legs.
I think it's cute. I think it's charming because, like, he doesn't know it. He doesn't know, like, how handles and pedals work.
I
and,
get
like,
that
the
he
little rev
know
things.
How it works. I wish, like, he had sat on it right and was trying to, like, just tell it to, like, kick it to, like, get it to go or, like, something. Yaw. Instead of standing on its back and jumping on it and be like, why won't you go, you stupid bike?
Yeah, he's like, I don't know what this is. But then, like, Alyssa pulls up and basically, like, grabs his hands, like, put your hand here, and then just, like, revs the gas and he takes off. And he's like, whoa.
And
then
also,
we get a,
like,
chase scene.
He took a raft to the city. He's been in the city, so he knows. He has a Zort, like a giant robot, so he knows what a vehicle is.
Maybe,
but
well,
he insists on calling it an animal.
That is true. And also, this is made out of the lion, right?
Yeah,
like, the lion transformed
the lion
into this because their Zords transform into the motorcycles. That will come up in a minute. So maybe he was expecting the lion to just go, and when it didn't, he's like, I don't know what to do. All the animals go for me.
And he's like, please go. And this is the one time that the lion is not saying anything.
Right. The lion's like, no.
No,
no way.
You have to ride me like a motorcycle.
I'm a motorcycle now. Obey the rules, Cole. You got to learn sometime. So they take off after some shenanigans. And there's a big chase scene. At one point, Wheelman jumps up a mountain and lands on a big boulder, and it shatters into a bunch of little boulders. And then they have to dodge it. That's really the only thing that happened during this chase. Until Alyssa, who's got hydraulics in her bike, hits the jump button and jumps on the bike and lands.
That's what the whole beginning of this episode was setting up, is that she's good at bikes.
You know what? I just put that together. Good job. Hey, good job, Power Rangers. This is the best episode yet. Spoilers for the end. I think this might be the best episode yet.
It definitely was written by a writer, so good job, Susie.
Susie? God bless. Thank you. She lands on the motorcycle, on Wheelman, and hits her brakes. So he, like, inadvertently brakes, uses her brakes to brake him.
He's going forward, and I don't know if she hits her brakes to just, like, lock him up.
Yeah.
We get a shot of Princess Shayla inside being like, it's slowing down. And
thanks,
that's when I decided,
Shayla.
I don't think I like Shayla very much either.
I think I like Shayla, but I don't like...
She needs to tone down the, like, ancient mysticism that she's trying to put out, because it's just a little too over the top for me.
I think it's like that classic trope of, like, person from ancient times doesn't understand technology,
right?
Like, or doesn't,
she's,
like,
She's just so whimsical.
Yeah, I think she just needs to tone that down a little bit. But, yeah. Like, other than that, I like her. When she's up doing princess stuff, that's fine. When she's being kidnapped, which I guess is also kind of princess stuff. but she's kidnapped by a wheel, and she's like, it's slowing down. Like, I didn't need to hear that. I can see that. Babies understand that, like, it's slowing down. That's what you shot it this way.
Yeah.
But then he, like, still kind of takes off, and so they shoot at it a bunch. Because they got guns on their bikes.
Oh, okay. They use their, like, motorcycle lasers. Okay, I thought for a second they put the weapons together, but I don't remember them actually doing that.
No, they just they shoot it, like, out of the noses of the animal faces. She shoots out of the of Wheelman, Princess Shayla does. Alyssa jumps off her bike and grabs her and, like, lands, saving Princess Shayla. It's dope.
It's so good.
Alyssa, top-notch Power Ranger.
Pretty good Power Ranger, that Alyssa.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on that one.
Yeah. So then Wheelman grows because he got blowed up by them. So they do the, you know, double-double toil and trouble, make this monster grow on the double. I don't know what the thing is.
He gets blown up. She says her rhyme, which I don't remember either. But just keep in mind that Toxica and Jindrax are there.
Yep.
To grow him.
They know that that's how he grows, because they've seen it before.
Yeah.
Is that they only grow if they're there. But they don't worry about it. Also, I don't know if it was just this episode, but Toxica sounded like she did not want to say this rhyme at all. She was acting so hard.
This is, what, the third or fourth time I think she said the whole thing?
I think it might be the fifth time. I think they said it in the first episode.
Did they? Okay. Yeah. She's probably, and it's like a different take every time. So she's probably sick of saying it.
But she, like, this, because it's like something, something, toil and strife bring this falling org new life.
Yeah.
Which is clunky, but it's Power Rangers. So whatever. But the way she says, she was like, toil and strife. Like, I just don't want to say this stupid line again. Like, that's just what it felt like, but it grows.
Can we use any of the four other takes, please? It's a close-up. It's not like there's any defining geography.
Right, like the background is like dirt. Like, it's just, use another one. It's indistinguishable. But then they go, we gotta call the Zords. And they call the Zords down, and the Zords come down. But they were just motorcycles behind them 1 second ago that they just got off, like, a second ago.
Yeah, they had to shoot up and do a lap around the Animarium to change back. And then they came back down.
They got a rubber band around it. Okay. They got to do a sticky Mickey to get themselves back into robot mode. Okay. Then they get the Megazord. The punches have names. I forget what they – it was like Tiger Fist and Shark Slash or something like that. But it's just like
– Shark Slap.
Maybe. If a shark slapped me but with his teeth, that would probably hurt.
Even if a shark just like –
regular
with
slapped
all of
you?
His force just fin slapped you, because they have that, like, armor skin.
They are muscly monsters of the ocean.
That would hurt a lot. I think so too.
I don't want to test it.
They're very dense fish.
Hey, if you've been slapped by a shark, please let us know. I just want to tell you how cool you are for not being dead.
Yeah, good job.
Sharks is nasty, man. So they do some punches, then Wheelman's just like, stop it, and just hits him with his axes. And then he says, I'm tired of this game. Get it?
Yeah.
Boy? If you make the bad pun,
leave it.
Just let it lie.
Yep.
Don't look at the camera and be like, I did a bad pun. Did you see what I did there?
Power Rangers has been doing bad puns for 10 seasons now.
The whole time. It's just in the DNA. But they never look at the camera and tell us that they did a bad pun.
You don't need to hold up a Wile E. Coyote sign that says, see, do you get it?
Ain't I a stinker? Yes.
Yes, you are a stinker.
Get out of here, Wheel Man. So then Shayla's jellies are like, oh, that's where the elephant is in this cave. We cut down to her. She sees the cave. And she starts walking in, and then immediately Toxica and Jindrax are like, hey, we're still down here?
Yeah, that's why I pointed out that they were there, is that the Power Rangers just left them there with her.
Yeah. Shayla We don't know how you get back up, but according to the visual companion, it's magic. You can just magic your way back up, bud.
Yeah.
Instead, you got yourself kidnapped, and she puts up no fight. So she has no combat prowess at all, and she knows it.
Yep, zero.
Which is a bummer, because in my head, I know we saw the ancient times, but I did want ancient Turtle Zord Shayla.
That's true. And I guess it was like super peaceful time that she's from.
Yeah.
But she should just have some bonkers magic, man. She should just go ham on them. Just blast them all the way away. Just shoot them back to the dog pound.
Yeah. And just like Nehru's love, like Zelda. Yeah. Just blast them away or something. But instead,
even if she put like a force field up so she doesn't like get rid of them, but they can't get to her, anything at all.
Yeah. But then she's like, all right, I'm caught, I guess. And so they frog march her in to Master Org, who's there like, do you know what this is? You see
him?
He's
in that cave. So he must have been in there before, just like maybe a little deeper in.
Is this cave connected to their house, the Org Palace?
It's the only way that he could know where this is unless he can magically hear it once it's crying out.
But that doesn't make sense because only the worthy can hear it. Only the ones that they pick can hear it. Unless it's his trick, is that he can just hear them.
That could be. I don't know. The lore is starting to get muddy, and it was doing such a good job.
It's a little muddy, but it's mostly geography that it's muddy. Because like they figure it out a little in like a minute, and I really like, I guess, the whole premise of the season going forward. Like, I like what will be happening. But yeah, it's just like he's like, I'm here. And like, do you see this? Do you know what this is? Hey, did you? It's like she's like a baby that painted on the wall with crayons, and like, who did this?
No.
Did you do this?
Nope. It must have been my brother.
Ghosts.
It wasn't me. It was the dog.
Dog got crayons painted on the wall. Wasn't me. But she's like, yes, I do know what that is. And so he gets like a little salty on her, and I don't like it.
Mm-mm.
It's pretty gross. Also, he has an accent, like a little bit. And it just, I don't want to say, like, people who sound Swedish don't have any credibility. Like, that's not what I'm trying to say. But this particular guy who sounds Swedish or Norwegian or something just doesn't sound as threatening. It's just not a threatening accent.
Well, it's that he is not threatening. Because when she walks in there, she's marched in there by Toxica and Jindrax. And it reveals him in the shadows. And he, like, turns around. And it's just like, oh, it's this guy in his raggy clothes and his bad makeup. Guy.
And he looks like he works at IKEA. Like, he's like, I'm the manager of a local IKEA. Okay? Am I supposed to be afraid of you? Do you have a number 6 bolt for my Hoffnungshammer that I can put it together, please? He's like, no, but I do want to know what this belt buckle on the wall is. And then Alyssa jumps down because she's like, oh, that's where the elephant is. Princess Shayla's getting got. I need to go get her. Because I think she sees it. I don't know if that was before or whatever. But she jumps out. Toxica and Jindrax go to stop Alyssa. And she just straight up like double punches them and runs right by.
Yeah.
But then gets immediately blasted by Master Org.
Yeah, because she comes in and Toxica, or maybe it was Jindrax. One of them is like, you're out of your league, little ranger.
Yeah, and then she just knocks their dicks in the dirt.
She punches them into the walls and then charges right at Master Org.
What a good Power Ranger Alyssa is. Oh, also, real quick, do want to point out that when she jumped out, she took her crystal saber, but the ball didn't come with it.
Okay.
She, like, took the ball out so the tiger arm could still be part of the Megazord.
It's on auxiliary power,
just like,
I guess.
Someone else used 1/5 of your jellies to make that work.
It's on autopilot.
Yeah.
The left one is just in a constant swinging motion. I'll be back.
I'll be back. Don't worry about it. So then she gets, like, blasted by, like, purple lightning from Master Org. And he's like, Shayla, I want the elephant. Get it out of there. And she's like, I can't. He's like, can't or won't. And she's like, can't. Only the person that the animal chooses can get it out.
But she's, like, indignant about it. She's, like, dropping truth on him. Like, I can't, you idiot.
Don't you know? You don't know nothing.
Because it didn't choose me. For some reason, it doesn't want me, Princess Shayla.
I was really hoping she would, because earlier he said something about, like, pure of heart, can only someone pure of heart can, like, release them from where they are. And right, I was hoping she was going to be like...
So David Pureheart's going to show up.
Yeah, it was True Heart. Thank you very much.
Right, that's the joke, is that they kept saying True of Heart. And then right. David Trueheart showed up. So this is
pure...
Up.
Okay, I see. All right. Good one. I was really hoping she was going to be like, I'm not pure of heart. I've done war crimes or something. Like,
I'm like, a criminal.
I used to murder orgs left and right. I am not pure of heart. I have a necklace of org eyeballs back in the pool that no one's allowed to see. I can't talk to the animals.
I'm not pure of heart. I'm straight up nasty.
I fuck.
And then she just scratches his face.
That would be dope if she was just like, turns out I am a rattlesnake and I will destroy you. But she's like, no, didn't pick me. Idiot. That's like... Everyone knows that, stupid. Like,
go back to your mud puddle, you dumbass.
And he's like, ah. And so he blasts it. And then there's like this, or he goes to blast her. He's like, if I can have it, nobody will. And he goes to like blast it through Shayla. And Alyssa jumps in the way and takes a second blast.
Yeah.
It's radical.
Mm-hmm.
And then they like the, you know, it's. Smoke from rumbling and all that. And when it comes back, Master Org left. He just took his ball and went home.
Yeah, he's like, I shot them. Goodbye. And then he just vanished, I guess. I didn't even see him leave.
No, I didn't either. Because then Toxic Engineer's like, great one, Master Org. Where'd he go? Where is he not? What happened?
Right. And then they're like, well, I guess we kill them now.
And then a little rumble happens and they're like, NM.
We leave because I guess they don't want it to cave in on them.
Probably.
Is, I guess, the implication. So they bounce.
And then, by the way, Alyssa got totally knocked out of Morph because she was blasted with Big Lightning twice.
Yep.
So she's regular.
From what I'm presuming is the Big Bad.
I mean, he's Master Org. If he's not the Big Bad, I don't know what could be. But then again, but there might be a Queen Bansheera situation. So,
but he seems a little off, right?
Yeah, you know what? Something's different about him. He's not as hot as he used to be.
He's losing some hair or something. I don't know.
He looks real jaundicey, and he's got a lot of spittle in the corners of his mouth, and it's kind of gross. Then we come back after the Rangers fighting Wheelie Boy. They're doing bad. Wheelie Boy is very powerful. We cut back down, and Shayla's like, oh no, the symbol's been destroyed. It's going to be trapped in there forever. And then it elephant moves again.
It moves?
Yeah, it's an elephant moo.
Yeah.
I don't know. What? Hey, everyone, what sound an elephant make? How do you spell the sound?
It's a toot.
Is it a toot?
I think an elephant toots.
It toots. She hears the toot. And Alyssa's like, I can still hear it. And then a golf ball comes out of the cracked belt buckle symbol. And it's a little, is it green or blue? It looked green, but I think it was blue.
Maybe it was like teal?
Might be a green blue.
Yeah.
I'm color illiterate, so it could be any color, really. So then, an elephant appears on the mountainside, on outside. That we see it like a roar, but it's a stone version of the element, the elephant.
Like a Mount Rushmore. But yeah. just one elephant.
I was like, is that back at the Animarium? But nope, it's right outside.
I thought it was too. I thought there was a mountain on the Animarium that was just going to collect a bunch of animal heads.
Yeah, like the Tree of Life at Animal Kingdom. Yeah. But nope. So I think Alyssa morphs again, and then she puts the new crystal in her crystal saber. And
when I was like, oh, wait a second. That's a different animal that she's morphing with.
Uh-huh.
She should get a different costume with it.
She should look like the Elephant Ranger.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That would redeem everything so far.
Because then they could just be like switching and swapping and, yeah. You know, like Taylor could be like, I'm actually the Red Ranger now.
Yeah, I'm the Lion, actually. Thanks.
Actually. And the Lion's like, hey, I picked the dumb baby man. She's like, shut the fuck up, Lion. You're mine now. And he's like, sorry, Taylor. You got it, boss.
She punches the Lion in the gut.
And it passes out, and when it wakes up, it's subservient to her. So she morphs with that, does not become an elephant. If somebody wants to draw her like what the Elephant Ranger version would look like, please and thank you. So the elephant bursts out of the mountain, and it's dope. Like, I just loved it. Like, hey, this is how we're gonna collect animal zords now.
Yeah, we're just gonna go find them
just
out in the wild,
probably all around Turtle Cove, because this is where the Valley of the Animals Zords were. But yeah, so then it she hops back in the Megazord, and the elephant turns into a sword and shield.
Yeah.
And they use that
but
to...
But it's like the elephant's tail is the sword?
Yeah, the so whole like a, face is the like shield.
It's almost like a whip blade.
It's radical.
Which is really cool for a Megazord to have.
Yeah, right? I love a whip blade.
All right, Wild Force, I see you. You got my attention.
They're trying... And I appreciate that they're trying. So then they absolutely destroy Wheelie Man. He's dead now.
Yeah, they use like a pachyderm pummel or something on him.
Something, yeah. They end up doing like a big spin and then like just murking him. And then we go to commercial, I guess, and we come back and we're on the Animarium. And Shayla's like, there used to be a lot of Zords, power animals. But now, did she say power animals or power Zords?
I think she said power animals. I think it was power animals.
So there used to be a lot of power animals, and but only the five that you have came up on the Animarium with me. The rest stayed down there to fight the orgs, and I haven't seen them in 3,000 years. So maybe the rest are just down there. We need to go find them. They're like, yeah, that could be dope. And then they go, and then Taylor goes, has anybody seen Cole? Where is Cole? And we cut down to a field, and Cole's like talking to his motorcycle, trying to like get it to go.
Yeah, he's like walking it.
He's like, I'm gonna jump on it. He's like trying to jump on it while it's going, but he just doesn't get it.
I wasn't even sure he's trying to jump on it, because he's pushing it for like from the side, and he's like, come on, you know, we'll run together. And I'm like, Cole, that thing is gonna drag your ass.
Yeah. This I like a lot less than him perching on it and be like, it doesn't go like an animal does. What do I do? Because that was like dumb but funny. This is just kind of pointless.
Yeah.
But then Alyssa shows up. She's like, hey, let me help you learn how to ride a bike.
She literally comes down and says, I guess I have to show you this again.
Yeah. Oh boy. If that isn't a good summation of something, I don't know what is. But then it fades to black, and then it's over.
Is this the first time in 10 seasons it doesn't freeze frame at the end?
I think it's faded to black once or twice before over the whole course of Power Rangers, and every time we were both like, what was that? What are you doing? Stop it. Freeze frame. You know the rules.
Because this just makes me think that there's another scene coming.
I thought they were going to cut to Master Org being like, well, I didn't get that one, but we'll get the rest of them. Yeah. Wah, 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 wah.
Even
and
they'd be like,
I don't know, Master Org's different.
Yeah, even if he's just like, oh, I can sense the zebra. Or, you know.
Right, yeah. Wild Force is a zebra. Wild Force is an elephant.
I started singing things that were happening to that beat.
It's good, right?
Yeah. It was like Alyssa punched Jindrax and Toxica. Alyssa got zapped by lightning. Now she perfect. Has an elephant.
Alyssa should be the Elephant Ranger. But that's it. That's the end of the episode. So Josh,
mm-hmm.
I started.
Yep.
What's the best?
I think the best is the arrival of the elephant. No. Maybe not. I think maybe the best is Alyssa just constantly jumping in front of things going after Shayla.
I did like that, but spoilers for a minute from now, I'm not going to give her both. I'm going to say best is the not just the arrival of the elephant, but the promise of having to scavenger hunt for new Zords.
Yeah.
That's going to be really fun.
Because that's going to give, like, a purpose to Shayla moving forward. Because she'll be the one that's, like, I know the vague area of, like, where they were. And maybe she could see them in the fountain or something. But just anything right. besides her just not being there until someone asks where she is.
Right. I was hibernating in my pool.
So I think I'm also going to give it to the elephant.
It's pretty rad. What is the worst?
The worst is Cole. I was originally going to give it to him jumping on a motorcycle and immediately getting frustrated when it doesn't go after 1 second. But I think I'm going to push it back and give it to him forgetting how to ride a motorcycle after a fight.
There's a famous saying about riding bikes. I'm going to give the worst to Master Org's impotence. He's just completely impotent. Like, he does, I'm not worried about him at all. Like, he blasted Alyssa twice and it knocked her down and then hit her so hard she demorphed. But then he just, like, ran away like a baby.
Yeah, it
and
still took two. It took two shots to demorph her of what I'm assuming is, like, a powerful attack of his.
Like, this guy just looks like he's the assistant manager of hell. Like, I just don't. I'm not worried about him at all. Who's the MVP?
Melissa.
Super Alyssa.
As soon as she stood in front of Shayla when Tire Man was coming at her, I was like, oh, finally, an easy MVP.
Right?
And she just stayed there for the rest of the episode. It wasn't like a one-time thing.
That was the best part, is that, like, this was an Alyssa episode, and it wasn't an Alyssa episode like a lot of Power Rangers episodes are, like this is a Lucas episode where Wes does something at the end, or
right.
this is an Adam episode, but Tommy's the one who kills the monster.
Yeah, or like, this is a Danny episode, but it's about how Max is a grown-up.
Yeah, it's like, this is an Alyssa episode. Oh, and Alyssa fucking rules, by the way. Like,
yeah.
In case you forgot or fell off, she's great. So yeah, that's it. That'll do it for us. Oh no, it won't. We gotta rank it. I'm just gonna call my shot and say this is the best episode so far.
I thought that as soon as we were done watching it. I said this is the best one of the five. Easy.
Yeah, because I mean, the last, it's gotten progressively worse, like we talked about last time, but then, like, the first episode was, like, kind of good, but this is head and shoulders better. So coming in at number one, Ancient Awakening. I wonder how many more times there are going to be awakenings.
Episode 430 has the word awaken in it. That's the next one. So, like, 10 the next episodes episode? From now.
Oh, no, 10 episodes
10
from
episodes
now.
From now.
Okay, whew. All right, and that's going to do it for us for today. Josh, what's the next episode?
The next one is Wishes on the Water.
Ooh.
That sounds maybe like a Max episode, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
I guess we'll find out on Friday. But until then, may the power protect you. The tightest sink. A sink cannot get tighter than that.
Nope. Call the plumber. Because this is the tightest sink.
Wrap it up. Tell them we're putting plumbers out of business with our tight sink.
Plumbers is over.
The plumbers is out. You got to go fight turtles in Mushroom Kingdom now.
We ended plumber's whole career.